black. It's black and white. Lawrence Welk is a Kappa Kappa Psi. Count Basie, Duke Ellington won. So it's, you know, it's mixed.
A pretty big target.
Yeah. Pretty big.
When you were telling me about the house that you grew up in yesterday, what would you call the room in the house that would be the best room where you entertain company?
That would be the living room. The living room. I don't know why.
They were here to call anything else?
Not the living room. They used to call it the living room. And up here at Tech, they call them parlors. You know, they say it's a parlor. But I hadn't heard nobody in Shreveport call it a parlor. They said living room.
Okay. All right. About how tall would you say the ceiling is? How high would you?
Oh, that's about 8 feet. You want it here?
What?
You want it here?
Yeah, I was just interested. The 8 feet. A lot of the stuff I'll ask you might not seem to make any sense, but there's a point behind it.
All right, you talking about the roof in this trailer?
Yeah.
Or the roof in the house?
The house.
Time. Did you say the roof in the trailer?
Yeah, well, this right here.
This is 8 feet?
Yeah.
But you want to know about the roof in the house?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I found out what I wanted. Okay. Talking about the house that you were raised in, did that have a fireplace?
No.
Well, let me ask you this. What would you call the thing where the smoke goes up?
Chimney.
Do you have a name for the place right in front of the fireplace that might be bricked over?
You talking about the mound?
No, this is on the floor level.
No, I don't.
Have you ever heard of anything called a hearth or hearth?
Oh, yeah, okay. I read about it, but I never heard anybody mention it. You know. Like Lady Cross Street got a chimney, you know, she was telling me about it, and she didn't say nothing about no, you know, I read it in the book, but she didn't mention it.
But you'd call it a...
I wouldn't call it anything. I just say that, you know, right there, because, like, I believe if I said it, nobody would know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even mention it.
Well, if you had to pronounce the word H-E-A-R-T-H, how would you say it?
That's what you've been trying to get me to say.
Right.
Hearth.
Okay. Okay, talking about inside the fireplace, you know, these things that are made out of iron and metal that
poker?
Well, these are things that you lay the wood across.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Ever heard of andirons, dog irons, fire?
Yeah, I've heard of andirons.
Yeah. Do you have a name for the big piece of wood that would burn a long time?
Log.
It's log?
Yeah.
Ever heard of a back stick or back log?
I heard of back log.
Back log.
I heard of back stick in a different definition.
Yeah,
what? It has something to do with television.
Television.
Yeah.
Technical term?
Mm-hmm.
What about the kind of wood that you would use to start a fire? What would you call that? To burn real quickly?
What do you call it? Kinder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kinder.
Okay. And after you burn a lot of wood in a fireplace, you get a lot of what collected?
Ashes.
What about that black stuff that sticks to the sides?
Smut.
Okay. Any other word for it?
Not that I know of.
Okay, how would you say S-O-O-T?
Soot. All right.
Same thing as soot?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say that that tape recorder is sitting in?
Chair.
Okay. Do you have different names for different kinds?
That's a kitchen chair. Mm-hmm. That's it's a chair. All right. Then we have these lounge chairs, easy chairs, reclining chairs. Yeah. Rocking chairs, swivel chairs,